This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today, live nationwide and around the world. And my first guest for the second hour is author Daniel Stashauser. And I have to tell you something. This is a story that I was very excited about when I saw it come across my desk, because I'm a huge fan of the story and the biography of Elliot Ness and the Untouchables. That television show, produced by Desilu back in the late 50s and early 60s, is still on TV. This goes beyond that show and what Elliot Ness was like before and after his well-known stay in Chicago fighting Al Capone. You got to hear this. And then Bowser from Sha-Na-Na will be joining us, and Dr. Contessa Metcalf and Chef Jesus Diaz talking about September being Healthy Aging Month and Cholesterol Month. And that's all coming up this hour.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today. That is the theme song of probably one of the most successful television shows ever on television, and that, of course, is The Untouchables, produced by Desilu Production, a company that was owned by Desi Arnaz and Lucy Arnaz. I am so excited to have our next guest with us because he has written a book that profiles the life and times of Elliot Ness, and our guest is a best-selling author, biographer, and narrative historian, winner of the Edgar, Agatha, and Anthony Awards, as well as the Raymond Chandler Fulbright Fellowship in Detective Fiction. You've seen his articles in the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Smithsonian. Joining us now is Daniel Stashauser. Hello, Daniel. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ron. It's great to be here and terrific to hear that music.
Oh, I tell you something. I am like you. I know you mentioned in the book you grew up watching that show and then later in life watching the repeats. Now, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I watched that show every night, an episode every night to this very day, and I've seen each one of them about 700 times. I had the indeed honor many years ago, Daniel, to interview Robert Stack.
Oh, gosh.
Who I think did a remarkable job on that show. I really think he did. First of all, I want to mention the name of the book. It is called American Demon, Elliot Ness and the Hunt for the America's Jack the Ripper. Now, when people think of Elliot Ness, they think, of course, his work in Chicago with Al Capone, Frank Nitti, and all these guys. But there's another section of that that happened in Cleveland while he was the safety director. But let's go to Chicago first, okay? He actually ended his career as one of the leaders of the bootleg crimes that were all across Chicago and Al Capone at a very young age. You think of him maybe being in his 30s or 40s. He was like in his late 20s, wasn't he, when he ended that career?
Absolutely. You know, when people think of Ness, they think of a truck smashing through the doors of a brewery. They think of a scene from The Untouchables. And he's as much a part of Chicago as Wrigley Field and Deep Dish Pizza. It's where all the drama with Capone and The Untouchables played out. But as you say, that chapter of his career was brief, and it was pretty much all wrapped up by the time he turned 30. So what does he do for a second act? Well, he landed in Cleveland. He became director of public safety. This is a big job. It put him in charge of the entire police department and the fire department and a whole lot more. And it's a big promotion, a huge administrative challenge, and it's so big a job that many people assumed he wasn't up to it. In Chicago with the Untouchables, It was a lean machine. He was in charge of a handful of guys. Now he's in charge of thousands of city employees in one of America's biggest cities. And he's the youngest person ever to hold the position. So a lot of people assumed that he would fall flat on his face. He had a real struggle to live up to his own reputation, to fill his own shoes, the reputation he gathered as he gained as leader of the Untouchables.
Let's go back to just before he went into the law enforcement business, okay? As a boy, he was a very shy boy, a very quiet boy. A lot of people thought he was just kind of stuck up because he didn't talk a lot. But he had a brother-in-law that was 20 years his senior that he idolized that was in law enforcement. And he kind of molded the effect that type of business had on Elliot Ness. This brother-in-law of his kind of, you know, steered him in that direction. He's portrayed on television by, of course, we mentioned Robert Stack. And when you watch Bob Stack do that show, you often wonder about his quickness, his seriousness, his, like, almost robot type of demeanor. And Ness was kind of like that in public life, but unlike that in private life.
Yeah, he was described, you're talking about in childhood, people, him being a little standoffish, people thinking maybe he was a little stuck up. They had a nickname for him because he was very well dressed, but yet kind of somehow at the same time seemed a little bedraggled. They called him Elegant Mess.
Right.
But one of his friends in those days said, well, he was fine once he got him talking. And that appears to have been something that went on through his whole life. He appeared all business, but if you got him to loosen up a little bit, one reporter described that he sort of took a step back and they exchanged a wink, as if the fact that Ness was an actor playing a role was a secret between the two of them. He had a lighter side.
Yeah.
He just didn't show it in public very often.
And I think Robert Stack portrayed that perfectly.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Very tough exterior, but a warm interior.
Yeah. You know, going back to the show, and we want to talk about certainly the time that he spent in Cleveland, because that was a fascinating time, and he even ran for mayor of the city of Cleveland back in, I think, 1947. But as the Chicago law enforcement, that television show was genius, first of all, to hire Walter Winchell as the narrator, because that actually was in his era of being a prime radio announcer. I think that was fantastic. Desi Lou had a little bit of a problem with the Italian Defamation League, though, after that show started, because they all used Italian names, and after the Italian Defamation League got involved, then you heard O'Reilly and French names. It all changed a little bit.
Yeah, they had to be careful, and also there had it really was among the most violent shows people had seen on television at that time, and there were complaints about that too. But they had really put together a very compelling package, a very dramatic show, and it really holds up. It's still as dramatic and action-packed today, and it's held together, as you mentioned, by that very charismatic performance from Robert Stack.
I have to tell you, that show is just as good today as it was back in the late 50s. Now, an untouchable agent had to be single, no older than 30, mental and physical stamina had to be good to work long hours, and the use of either a fist or a gun. But in many cases, that didn't happen. I mean, some of these people were in their 40s. It's tough to find somebody that wants to get into that business that fits all of those parameters. Now, when you talk about some of the things that happened in Chicago with the, you know, breaking down of the breweries, using the big truck to go through the doors. Phenomenal description. You feel like you're really there. Daniel did a great job. How did you get those descriptions?
Some of it came from Ness himself. Late in life, after he'd left his position as director of public safety in Cleveland, while on a business trip, he ran into spend an evening with a sports writer by the name of Oscar Fraley. And one thing led to another, and Ness wound up telling stories of the old days in Chicago. Fraley, being a journalist, thought to himself, gee, there's really something here. You should write a book someday. One thing led to another, and they actually collaborated on it with Fraley doing the bulk of the writing and adding some embellishment along the way. But he was working from a document that Ness himself produced, trying to lay out what he called the incidents of the Capone case. And Ness himself, although he wrote in very straightforward language, gave a pretty compelling account of himself as they were not only discovering but knocking off these Capone breweries. He took a great deal of pride in it to the end of his life.
Married three times to women that probably couldn't put up with the long hours and the danger involved with the job. Now, we're going to talk about, in our next segment, why and how he worked in Cleveland before even running for mayor in 1947. As we mentioned, he was the youngest safety director in a city that size at that time. And we're going to talk about a thing in Cleveland that almost duplicates Jack the Ripper. The name of the book is The American Demon. Elliot Ness and the Hunt for America's Jack the Ripper. Of course, you want to see the adventures of the Untouchables. It's still running on television after almost 60 years of being there. And as we mentioned earlier, the TV version of it was produced by Desi Lu Productions, Desi Arnaz and Lucy Arnaz's production company, starring Robert Stack. It was done under superb circumstances. Great lighting, great aura, great photography, great edits, the right kind of cars, and to give it even more realism, Walter Winchell, who at the time was probably the hottest radio personality, was the narrator on the show. It's a TV show, like we mentioned before, that can be watched over and over and over again and be in a time capsule that's perfect. Our guest, Daniel Stashower, who's written this terrific book, has also written other books that have reached the top of the best-selling mark, Power of Pearl, Teller of Tales, and The Beautiful Cigar Girl, all bestsellers for our guests. We're going to pause for a second. Daniel's going to stick around for another segment of our show. He and I will be right back with more live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mark. At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our special guest is author Daniel Stashauser. He has written a book called American Demon, Elliot Ness and the Hunt for America's Jack the Ripper. When we think, Daniel, of Jack the Ripper, we certainly don't think of Cleveland, Ohio. Tell us about what he inherited in Cleveland as the safety director and the area of Cleveland known as Kingsbury Run. This was something that was totally different than what he was doing in Chicago.
Absolutely. You know, the murders began there even before Ness appeared on the scene. This is the mid-1930s, Depression-era America, and there's a string of absolutely brutal killings unfolding in Cleveland. Each of the victims appeared to have been beheaded. Some, it appeared, while still alive. The crimes centered on this gloomy thread of land called Kingsbury Run. It was an ancient dried-up riverbed. A number of homeless encampments and shanty towns had sprung up there in Kingsbury Run, and the killer seemed to be preying on these people, the people who'd been living in the shanty towns, people who would be hard to identify, and people who wouldn't be missed. By all accounts, this was the creepiest place you can imagine. One journalist went down there in the dead of night, and he wrote, "If you enjoy feeling your flesh creep, just take a midnight tour through Kingsbury Run."
Pretty scary stuff. Now, there were 12 or 13 of these murders during that period of time that this was going on?
Yep. Yeah, a butcher's dozen. And the horror was everywhere. There are schoolboys would stumble over a headless torso or a severed limb would be found floating down the river. And each time, it touched off a cycle of fear and outrage and calls for action. Headlines were things like, "The mad butcher strikes again," or "Who is this mad torso killer?" It was a climate of fear, as you mentioned, not unlike Jack the Ripper 50 years earlier.
A lot of these bodies were found along the shore of Lake Erie, and they were very meticulously, and I say this with all due respect, killed. I mean, the way they were beheaded, the way their torsos were caught up, and their knees were not broken, but they were unattached. The coroner kind of thought it might have been from a person with a medical background.
Yeah, there seemed to be a high degree of anatomical knowledge attached to these crimes, which led the coroner and other investigators to conclude that the killer must have some kind of surgical experience, or at least some advanced knowledge of human anatomy. They thought a surgeon, a doctor of some kind, perhaps a medical student, even a butcher, but somebody who knew what he was doing with a very sharp knife.
Much different than what he did in Chicago, was he successful in capturing this person or persons?
People are going to argue about that until the end of time. Ness had a suspect that he liked for the crime, and when this suspect was confronted and gotten out of the way, the crimes did stop. But there is quite a bit of disagreement and subject to interpretation whether the crimes had stopped already, whether this was cause and effect. But Ness, remaining alert to the possibility of other suspects, seemed to have believed that this one suspect, known as Dr. X, was the guy.
Whatever happened to him?
Don't want to give away too much. And Ness had to be very respectful of not making an accusation that he couldn't prove.
Right.
But this suspect took himself out of the way.
Okay.
Was kept under surveillance.
This sounds crazy, but this book should be a movie. And the reason I say it sounds crazy is because there's a television show and, of course, later on, a movie. But this is behind the scenes of an Elliot Ness that we don't hear about or see about in the movies or on the television show, an area that is totally different and more about his personal life, too, which I think people would be intrigued with. Why did he lose the mayor's race?
Well, while he was director of public safety, he was one of the most famous, if not the most famous, man in the city. And while he was doing it, people were always approaching him, encouraging him to run for mayor, to seek higher office of some kind. He didn't want to do that while he was the top lawman in the city. He said the people had hired him to do a job, and he wasn't going to stop until he'd done it. Later, when he had set aside his work as director of public safety and done some work during World War II, he came back and thought, well, now the time was right to run for mayor of Cleveland. But his moment had passed, and he was defeated pretty soundly.
In 1957, just days before the book came out, he never saw the book in its final form because in 1957, he died at the age of 55.
He was a very young man and passed away of a heart attack.
I got to tell you a quick story. I used to go to North Central Pennsylvania for white water rafting back in my younger days. And we used to do this in a city called Cottersport, Pennsylvania. And it was funny because I would hear stories of people that said that Elliot Ness retired to Cottersport, Pennsylvania, and at night when he'd go into bars, he'd talk about all of these adventures that he was part of, and Al Capone and Frank Nitti and Cleveland, and, you know, he was Elliot Ness, and nobody believed him.
You know, that was after his time in Chicago and after his time in Cleveland. He was in Cottersport, but he wasn't retired. He was still working. He was working with a company that had moved its operations there. Ness believed at the time that he began working on the Untouchables that he was mostly, if not completely, forgotten for his work in Chicago and in Cleveland. And he didn't live to see this enormous thunderclap of recognition, of publicity that attended not just the publication of the book, but then the enormously popular TV show that followed.
Yeah, it was amazing. He died very young. In fact, somebody said that what's in the book? You said it, that almost the day that he died was when the final edition was on his doorstep.
Yeah, in some versions of the story have the manuscript of the book, the page proofs coming through the mail chute as he's lying on the floor, just suffered his heart attack.
Yeah.
I believe that's a bit of poetic.
It's a little Hollywood there. Did he have any children?
He and his third wife adopted a son, and they were devoted to him. In fact, Ness was working so hard in his final years, he regretted that he was on the road so much because he got a lot of enjoyment out of being a father if it had happened relatively late in life.
Is the boy still with us?
He is not. Unfortunately, he passed away fairly young.
You did one fantastic job with this book. I went through it in one night. It's called The American Demon, Elliot Ness and the Hunt for America's Jack the Ripper. Do you ever get to Orlando, Daniel?
Oh, not for many years, but I have been there. It's a terrific town.
Well, I tell you what, the next time you come here, let us know. And I'm going to be up in the Cleveland area this fall. I'd love to sit down and break bread with you one day because I think you did a great job with this book, and I urge everybody to get it. It is about an American icon, Elliot Ness.
It'd be a pleasure, and I look forward to it. And like Ness, we'll sit in a place where we can keep our eye on the door.
Yeah, you know, as being Italian, I always have a feeling that I want to sit with my back towards the wall.
And
and I know that in the book you talk about Elliot and his boys, the Untouchables, with their back against the wall. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just something that I am hearing stories like that. And I've never done anything wrong, but I don't want to take any chances.
Well, his friends used to give him a hard time about it when he was in Cleveland, but I think some habits just were hard to give up.
Absolutely. Daniel, thank you for joining us. Please come back.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks so much. Appreciate your enthusiasm. This was a lot of fun, Ron.
Thank you. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News.
The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has been announced. It'll take place Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey in London. The UK's longest-serving sovereign died Thursday at her summer residence in Scotland. Her eldest son was officially proclaimed the new British monarch. King Charles III officially ascended upon the death of his mother. Ukrainian forces are claiming their first significant battlefield success in months as Russia announced it was pulling back its forces from two areas in the Kharkiv region. An auto parts plant in Kokomo, Indiana is on strike. Members of the UAW at the Stellantis casting plant are citing health and safety concerns as the cause of the strike. They make parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The defense for fallen singer R. Kelly has rested in his federal trial. He's accused of fixing his 2008 state trial. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. That's the music of our next guest. Joining us right now from Sha-na-na, a longtime friend that I haven't seen in about 1,000 years. Bowser's with us. Hey, Bowser, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, it's great to hear from you again.
It was many, many years ago at Universal Studios, and you were in our studio, and I think it was exactly 1,000 years ago. We had a great time, and we haven't chatted since, and I'm so glad that you're with us today and talking about this great My Music thing on PBS.
I remember 100%, and, you know, you get both Bowser and John Bauman if you like, Ron, because Bowser could be here at the drop of a hat, you know.
You know, that's the reason we wanted you on. We get two for the price of one. You can't beat that.
Yeah, it's a twofer.
It's a twofer.
Exactly.
There's no doubt about it. Well, congratulations on all the success that you've had over the years. And we want to run down some of that success. But first, let's talk about this show that's going to be premiering. It's on PBS, so you got to check your local listings for time and station.
Yes.
It's going to be on 1,000 times, I'm sure of it. It's the Torch.
Correct. It's going to be on forever.
Forever.
But that's the objective of the show. That's really the purpose of the show, because, you know, the show is about passing the torch on from the originators of the wonderful music called doo-wop, you know, from the 50s and the early 60s,
right,
passing the torch to younger generations that are going to keep this music alive. So DJ is really smart to get these shows on PBS, because PBS will play them forever.
Forever. But, you know, John, here's the nice part about it is that you guys were able to find those individuals who would carry the torch, because that's a difficult task in itself.
Well, he instituted basically a worldwide talent search. He probably told you this.
Yes.
You know, people were coming. There were tapes sent in from South Africa and Asia, you know, of people worldwide who love this music. You know, this music is Americana that has spread all over the world. So, in a way, it's not that surprising. I mean, we've all experienced this, who have traveled the world doing this music, how popular it is worldwide. What was a little surprising was that it remains popular even with much younger generations. But, yeah, he was very successful. You know, it didn't come as that much of a surprise to me. I've had, on my live shows, there were a couple of people who were on Doo-Wop Generations. Notably, there's a young person named Kid Kyle,
mm-hmm,
who started doing my live shows when he was 12.
Wow.
And he's now like 22, and he loves this music. There's a group called the Whiptones from Whippany, New Jersey, who started doing this music in high school just because they loved it. You know, they heard it, you know, from their parents, and, you know, playing it. You know, I'm not really that surprised at how relatively easy it was to find people all over the world who love the music of the 50s and 60s.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was telling TJ that I have two sons, 46 and 43 years old. They love it. I mean, it's phenomenal. And they know all the words and everything else. And one of our close family friends is Joey Fatone from NSYNC. I mentioned this to TJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him one day, I said, NSYNC, five-part harmony. Where'd you guys, you know, get the idea? He says, doo-wop. He said, you know, the style is different from the standpoint of how we organize it and arrange it and everything else.
Right.
You know, we got all of this from doo-wop, listening to our parents listen to this music. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Voice to Men. I mean, what have you, obviously, you know, all of those, what became called, you know, boy groups, you know, of the later generations. I mean, sure, the musical style advances, but it's all inspired by doo-wop.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the nature of this show. You know, when you look at the songs that are on this show, Ron, you know, like my friend Jay Siegel sings The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Right.
You know, Jay Siegel's Tokets.
Right.
And he still sings it in the original key. Okay, this is a song that was in the movie The Lion King. You know, every generation, every 3-year-old now has heard this song, and every 93-year-old has heard this song. You know, these are some of the most beloved songs in the history of the world.
Right.
So, you know, Jay's going to sing this song along with, you know, a young guy who shares part of the lead with him, who also sings it well. There's a couple of young guys from California who do an acoustic version of This Magic Moment, which is actually really gorgeous, like their interpretation of this. It's beautiful. And then Charlie Thomas's Drifters joined them, you know, sort of halfway through, you know, who originated the song.
Sure.
So it's really a warm, you know, show, intergenerational show that really makes its point well. And as we discussed, you know, PBS will keep running this show, so it'll keep this music alive for a very long time.
Yeah, that's sensational. I remember the last time I saw Jay do The Lion Sleeps Tonight, after he did the high falsetto, he looked at me in the audience and he said, "You see, I can still do that." It is true.
Incredible.
Yes.
The fact that he still sings that song in its original key, I mean, this is sort of musician stuff, but, you know, most people, you know, even when they can still sing the stuff, have to drop the key a little bit. Not Jay.
No. Now, I want to talk to you about something that I know is very close to your heart, and mine too. And that's on behalf of these musicians that go out and identify themselves as the originals. You know, like Charlie Thomas, a good friend, great guy. Remember the late Carl Gardner had these problems where people go out and they say they're so-and-so. I had a guy call me one day and he said, you know, I'm part of the Crests. And I says, really? And, you know people like the late Dave Somerville, how hard they work to put their names out in front. And I went and Googled his name. He was born in 1954. You know, are you kidding me? How can we protect against that kind of stuff, John?
Well, I sort of took the bull by the horns with regard to this because the abuses were so disturbing. You know, a lot of the old-timers who were my friends, a lot of whom whose names you just mentioned, and also people like Bill Pinkney from the original Drifters, Herb Reed from the Platters, you know, they were so damaged, you know, by having all their jobs and their legacy taken away by imposter groups, particularly, you know, the last few decades when they still wanted to perform and they couldn't even get jobs because the phony groups were undercutting them and taking all the work and undercutting their prices. So, I did do a proactive thing where we, you know, I spearheaded a movement called Truth in Music, and we got a law passed in 34 states, all the states that really had this problem the worst, and got this law passed to make sure that when the public plunks down good money to see a group, that they're seeing something that is connected to the real group.
Right.
That's out there.
Right.
So Truth in Music has worked pretty well. We still have abuses that we're fighting. In fact, right now we're in the middle of yet another revival of Drifters abuse. But we have this good tool in place that can fight it. The Truth in Music law is basically a consumer law, first and foremost, so that, you know, consumers are not ripped off. If it's a tribute show, call it a tribute show. Tribute shows are fine. But it's got to be clear to the public that that's what they are, and then they'll pay less money to go see it.
Right.
And, you know, and the real people have a chance at going out and working.
That's a great cause. If you need any help in the future, John, let me know. I'm behind you 100% on that. I really am. And I got to tell you, too, that I really enjoy the Golden Age of Rock and Roll, the 10-hour series for A&E. Done very well. Well, do me a favor now, John, okay? Let's not wait another 1,000 years to have you back. You're a great guest and a good friend. I'd love to have you on the show more often. So would you do that?
Absolutely. Anytime you want. You're one of the greats. And yeah, it has been too long. I couldn't agree with you more. But you call, I'll be there.
Okay.
You
got to do me a favor. Do promo right now for the show like Bowser would.
Okay, so use everybody out there. Now, you're not going to get me on the show. You get this guy, John Bauman. He's a little square, but otherwise he's okay. So anyways, you got to see Do Up Generations. It's passing the torch from the original generation onto the younger people who are going to keep the great doo-wop music alive. And the only other thing I got to say to you is, good night and Greece for peace.
I love it, John. Thanks so much. I look forward to having you back, my friend, okay?
Thanks, Ron. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. John the Bowser Bauman joins us. He's a terrific guy and a great talent, too. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Rock and roll.
researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Zedgy Today, live all across the USA and around the world. September is many things. Go back to school, get back to the regular schedule. One of the things it is, it's been designated as National Healthy Aging Month. That should be every month, my friends, I tell you. And to talk about it is physician and the star of Bravo's Married to Medicine, Dr. Contessa Metcalf. Hi, doctor. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Ron. I'm happy to be here.
I am in favor of what you're saying, anti-aging. Why is September, any month, a good time to celebrate healthy aging? Because people think at some point that it's too late. They can't find a new career, a hobby, or a passion. I had somebody tell me yesterday, I'm too old to do anything. Nobody wants me anymore.
Not true. It's never too late to take personal responsibility for your health. It's important to know, empower yourself with the belief that you can indeed age gracefully, and it's never too early to to begin. But healthy aging is easier than ever, especially now with all the right products.
You will say, don't act your age. Emphasize your best years, which means that I would have put on bell bottoms and a flashy shirt. I mean, that was my best year. I'm going to look a little foolish.
Oh, my goodness. I think aging is a blessing. It is something that everyone is not honored to have, right? Every day I wake up and I'm so grateful. I show gratitude. I'm so very thankful. I'm thankful for the fact that I'm, you know, healthy. I'm strong. I'm smart. I look better than I ever have before. And I actually do. I say that to myself in the mirror. And I promise you, I feel like that positive self-talk is what is actually helping me to age more gracefully and better and to feel good about aging.
Well, I think the problem with people when they look into the mirror is they see the wrinkles, the skin, you know, the largest organ that we have. You know, that's probably where to start.
And that's why I actually recommend CeraVe for skincare. CeraVe was developed with dermatologists, and its skin-renewing eye cream helps minimize the visible signs of aging around the delicate eye area. The lightweight hydrating formula features ceramides, caffeine, and a peptide complex, which actually strengthens the skin barrier and helps to reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles for younger, healthier-looking eyes. And it's available at Amazon and drugstores for under $25.
Do you see the improvement relatively quickly?
We don't know anything that works that way, even surgery. The skin is our largest organ. It's the first sign of aging, and so you got to take care of it. Olay Body actually recently launched this Fearless Artist series, which is a new collection of three new body washes that deeply hydrate to nourish, restore, and balance skin. But again, this is over time. The collection includes rich ingredients like cocoa butter, aloe, and vitamin C. I absolutely love how Olay Body is elevating body care with this beautiful collection. Best thing that you can do as an act of love is to take care of your body. Everything that you put into your body should be something that is going to, you know, provide some kind of nutritional value to your body. Because if not, you actually could eat and still be starving yourself of all the nutrients that you need. And that's why I actually recommend people do a plant-based diet and then supplement with other things like a little bit of meat, a little bit of anything else, right? But for the most part, the everyday is not bread and butter. The everyday is vegetables and plants and things that came from the earth, things that are not packaged and processed at all. You know, we talk about skin, and skin is so important because, again, when you meet someone, that's the first thing you see. Eucerin has a hydrating cleanser that is actually clinically formulated for sensitive skin. Available in a gel, foam, or even micellar water, then follow that up with some sunscreen, and you're good to go.
Where can we go for more information?
So for more information about everything we talked about today, go to tipsontv.com.
Tipsontv.com. Doctor, thank you for helping us celebrate National Healthy Aging Month, September.
Thanks, Ron, and happy aging.
Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Contessa Metcalf, physician and the star of Bravo's Married to Medicine. Well, we just talked about September being Healthy Aging Month, but September is also Watch Your Cholesterol Month. And joining us right now is a friend of our show. He's with Univision, and he has a morning talk show with them. He's the resident chef on that network. He's also a cookbook author and a two-time Emmy Award winner for being a top chef. Joining us is Jesus Diaz. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Thanks for having me again.
We know him affectionately as Chef Yizzies. This cookbook that you have and this topic that you're talking about is very important, and this is about cholesterol. You recently lost your mom to high cholesterol. How do we get around that? Because I think people don't realize how important this is to your health. It can cause death, and does.
Yeah, absolutely. And it could be very easy to avoid. Obviously, using heart-healthy masala corn oil, I made some arepas, very traditional dish from my country, Venezuela, and it's not going to change the taste at all. That's one of the benefits about masala corn oil, that it's not going to affect the taste. Masala corn oil is a cholesterol-free oil, and it has natural cholesterol-blocking plants can help protect you and your family from the bad cholesterol. So by making these changes, I'm sure you can eat ingredients that can help you improve your health.
You got to stay away from the saturated fat oils, and corn oil does just that. It doesn't affect the taste. In fact, if anything, it enhances the taste, because I think people think that they have to have these saturated fat oils to make something taste tangy and sweet and sour, whatever the case is. But it actually tastes better, and it's healthy, which is very seldom done in diets or food choices, because if it tastes good, it normally isn't good for you. This is just the opposite.
It is, and that's a great point. You know you're getting the real taste. It can also help you lower cholesterol 2 times more than an extra virgin olive oil. And many people don't know that. It's a great choice.
We alluded to before the fact that it was in your family. You've had personal experience with high cholesterol, as I told you I did. What was your experience and what made you change your mind and be in pursuit of better ways to control cholesterol in your diet?
My mother had to deal with this high cholesterol levels, and we try to find, you know, different options and different recipes with ingredients like masala corn oil to try to lower those levels. That is something that changed, you know, the way we eat for the rest of my family, and we're trying to, you know, apply that.
I think that there's a misperception of who has cholesterol. You mentioned hereditary. It can be hereditary, and it can also be something that you accumulate eating badly over many, many years. But I think it's equated with weight issues. You know, people that are weighing more have high cholesterol. I know people that weigh like 130 pounds, and they have cholesterol. It does not equate, as people think it does, with weight. It can touch, it can hit, it can affect everyone.
Absolutely. And I have friends who are athletes, you know, and young, and when they go do their checkup, find out that their levels of cholesterol are super high. And as you said, the levels are high, and you have to take action.
Chef, how does it feel to be selected in the list of most beautiful celebrities by the People in Espanol? Because, you know, a lot of times when people talk about health, I had a doctor one time that said, you got to lose weight, and the guy weighed like 375 pounds. When you talk about health, you're proof in the pudding that health helps, because you're in pretty good shape. How does it feel to be selected that?
Well, it feels amazing. It takes some effort, so I try to portion control my eating. I know that I cannot sit down and eat a full plate of everything that I cook, because it's going to make a huge impact. So I try to control my portions. I try to exercise. You know, everything starts there.
How do we get the book Cook Deliciously?
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Yes, you can get it in Amazon.
Amazon.
Absolutely.
Jesus Diaz has been our guest, celebrity chef, cookbook author. Chef, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for having me again, my man. I appreciate it.
And that wraps up our lifestyle portion of the show, and we'll be right back with Ron Sedgie.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our big name guests for joining us on the show this week. And they include Jimmy Fallon, Heidi Klum, Ice-T, Mark Spitz, author Daniel Stashower, Bowser from Sha Na Na, and Dr. Contessa Metcalf and Chef Jesus Diaz with a lifestyle segment. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.